USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I'm not happy about it. It's not doing the trick.
President Trump at the White House during a cabinet meeting talking about the bipartisan deal that was struck to avert a partial government shutdown. Republican Senator from Alabama Richard Shelby agrees the deal is not perfect.
This is a down payment on where the president wants to go and where we want to go with him. That is to secure the borders.
Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was found guilty by a Brooklyn jury today on all 10 counts of drug conspiracy and money laundering. Attorney Jeffrey Lichtman represented Guzman and says he will continue to fight for Guzman and...
The case was obviously, anybody who witnessed it could see how utterly and completely overwhelming the amount of evidence was.
The 61-year-old Guzman is expected to be sentenced to life in prison with no chance of parole. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's face it, everyone loves to shop. From my experience of meeting a famous politician in the Hermes store in Paris,
to my unforgettable experience test driving my first 600 horsepower car, in which I said, I'll take it before it even hits 60 miles an hour.
We're pretty sure everyone has at least one unforgettable shopping experience. Hello, we are Carrie and
Ken,
founders of Income Store. Have you ever considered shopping for your next income? And we don't mean your next job. Did you know that you can walk into Income Store's website through a door on the left or a door on the right?
If you're just starting out or you simply have more time than money, you're going to enter our website on the left. If you've got more money than time, then definitely the right door is for you.
If you're looking to increase revenue in your home or business and would like to create a brand new, greatest shopping memory, all you have to do is change where you shop. Check out one of the two doors at IncomeStore.com.
That's IncomeStore.com.
President Trump may not be the most pleased with the deal that was reached by the Democrats and Republicans, but Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, he seems all right with it.
It provides new funds for miles of new border barriers, so Congress can complete a funding process for all the outstanding parts of the federal government with predictability and with certainty.
President Trump was joined by sheriffs from border communities in Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona to discuss border security and what needs to be done along our border between the United States and Mexico. Yuma County Sheriff Leon Wilmot tells Fox News all the things that they have to deal with down there on the border.
We on the local level have to deal with the rapes, the robberies, the homicides, the smuggling of narcotics, as well as human smuggling. And it was basically decimating law enforcement as far as our budgets go, because we have to handle all those ancillary cases that come across. That's not handled by our federal partners.
Gotcha.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Congressman Lee Zeldin, a Jewish Republican from New York, says he isn't buying Representative Ilhan Omar's apology for her comments, who many thought were anti-Semitic. Omar, a Democrat from Minnesota, tweeted Monday that she apologizes for her latest comments and anyone who may have been offended by them. Congressman Zeldin joins Fox News and says there's a little bit of hypocrisy going on here.
Yeah, just last month you had House Democrats tripping all over each other, running to the floor of the House of Representatives to condemn white supremacy in a resolution that named Congressman Steve King. He apologized. He was still thrown off of his committee assignments. Now we have those same members, many of them tripping all over each other, running away from the House floor so they don't have to condemn anti-Semitism. And they are accepting an apology via Twitter that unfortunately is not the end of it. This also isn't the first time. The apology itself states that it's an unequivocal apology, but it's filled with equivocation.
Much of the country dealing with snow, sleet, and freezing rain. Now, that snow did all start out on the West Coast in Seattle, and Seattle resident Pat Andrews says they're not used to all this snow out in that part of the country.
Seattle is a very temperate place, you know. We get rain all winter, but you know, if we get an inch of snow, it really messes with things. Lots of hills. It's just not something we're used to out here.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. A candlelight vigil is being held tonight near Stapley Pharmacy at Dino Crossing to honor Brad Stapley, a well-known St. George pharmacist who died last week in an avalanche in central Utah. Utah lawmakers say proposed legislation penalizing renters for lying about owning an emotional support animal is for the benefit of both landlords and people with legitimate disabilities. Failure to yield after a stop resulted in a crash at 900 East and Red Hills Parkway Monday morning, and competing visions about saving taxpayers money by merging two St. George elementary schools will be the subject of a public meeting today. Details on these and other breaking news stories from stgeorgenews.com. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, sunny and 53 today, partly cloudy and 33 overnight. Tomorrow, cloudy with a 50% chance of rain and 55. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
Listen to the Kate Daly Show. Warning, may cause excessive shrugging, deep sighing, and eye rolling. The show starts now.
And finally, if you were to give parents of boys one piece of advice for how, in their small way, they can fight against this trend for the sake of their own boys, what would it be?
Well, I would say, first of all, encourage them. And I mean that most deeply, is that to encourage someone is to instill courage in them, to support their courage. And that doesn't mean protect them from what's dangerous. It means teach them how to be competent and teach them that they can rely on themselves to prevail, in even in the darkest of circumstances. That's part of it. I would say as well, more specifically, and this is specific advice for parents, if you have your children in a school and they talk about equity and there's a class and they talk about equity, diversity, inclusivity, white privilege, systemic racism, any of that, you take your children out of the class. They're not being educated, they're being indoctrinated. And there's absolutely no excuse for it.
I agree with that completely. You might run out of schools pretty quickly though here in this country.
That would be just fine.
I concur. I agree.
Yes.
Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty with me. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, I was looking through legislation.
Shame on you.
Well, I take ibuprofen before I do this because I know what it's going to do to me. And as I look through the loads and loads of bills, these people clamoring to take your freedom away, I know it's discouraging. I know they'll always do it. I know they'll always keep trying. It's the nature of power. It's the nature of government. So I get that. I can't ever expect them to just obey the Constitution because they're not going to. I mean, it's a foregone conclusion that they would even read it, much less abide by it or actually seek to look if their authority is contained therein. And it's not, and it never is. So I kind of want to give you just a little bit of a little bit of a rundown, if you will, just a quick rundown. Representative Ken Ivory wants to criminalize higher education professors if they get into a relationship with an adult. You know, like a 20-year-old, 25-year-old, 40-year-old, 30-year-old. Because I think he thinks they're so naive and stupid that they wouldn't know if their professor was in a position of trust over them and clearly wouldn't know that it was like a professor. So they're that stupid, I guess, that we need to criminalize now two consenting adults over the age of 18.
Does he say how he's going to judge whether or not they're competent? Like, is it based on how often they pick their nose? Or
yes. that was outlined. No, I'm kidding. It's so ridiculous. It's so reaching. And really what he's saying is they're so dumb that they wouldn't know. They're so dumb. You're so dumb, you adult you, because you're going to college classes. You're just so dumb. See, the reason we have protections for you know, people in that trust mechanism in school, you know, professors, is for the youth, because maybe a 15-year-old wouldn't know that. You know, like, wouldn't, I could be easily manipulated. There are adults that can be easily manipulated.
Yes,
there
are.
We get that.
Too bad for them.
Too bad for them. I mean, it's really sad, but they can seek counseling on their own for their, I don't know, naive approach to the world. I don't know. Or their level of stupidity. But to criminalize a relationship of two consenting people that are in a relationship, is so above and beyond what government can do. And, of course, Representative Ken Ivory is out there doing it. You know, Ken Ivory, I used to have him on the show a long time ago. And when he went after the lawsuit for the lands, and he was, you know, telling everyone that it would be done by 2000, I think it was 16, that the lawsuit would be won by 2016, Utah would get its lands back. And so he was making good money representing this, going around and talking about this. He was paid by the groups that pay for him to do that. And so he was being paid to fight, you know, and get our lands back. And he was assuring everyone that we would have it back. No question at all. Lawsuit was just a matter of time. Have you heard much from that? It's 2019, so I just wanted to remind everybody. Have you heard anything about that whole lawsuit going through and winning it?
Just yesterday, I heard nothing.
Okay. All righty then. See, him and Mike Noel, they were telling everybody, oh, it's a done deal. It's so done, in fact. We're going to create legislation because it's so done. You'll never hear another word about it. I just wanted to remind everybody, you'll never hear another word about that lawsuit. Here's another one. Representative Steinquist thinks that we should do cash for clunkers, right? And we talked about this, I think, a week ago. After it failed so miserably on the federal level, I don't think he got the memo. So if anyone would like to send him the memo on the failed federal, you know, after they did all the studies and the tests and they said it didn't do anything for the environment is what they were really shooting for. And it didn't do anything for anybody. And there really wasn't anything gained from it. And basically it was a money loser. When you go and steal and plunder from people and use their tax dollars and then decide how you're going to give it back to people. See, this is a problem. And so it didn't work out. So if anyone would like to send Representative Steinquist, he might have been in a coma. Maybe he was in one of those 20-year comas where he woke up and then he ran for office and he just didn't know it happened. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with maybe he's just naive or ignorant or something. So if somebody would like to send Steinquist the memo on cash for clunkers, he's trying to get this through again. And so by all means, please forward that.
How long has it been since the last cash for clunker?
Oh, gosh, that was under Obama.
Well, so it's about time, because the cars that they bought new then are clunkers now. So makes sense to me.
Well, you know, I always think if I'm going to put my name on a piece of legislation, what's failed so that I can put my name on it to regurgitate it again? Because I think, you know what, I could just do it so much better.
It didn't fail for everybody, though. There were some people that did get some cash for their clunker.
Yep, and the authority of doing so was never had by the government.
Oh, no.
So unless they became a used car salesman and I didn't know it, I think somebody ought to send him a memo. Maybe the information, it's all online. I mean, I don't know why you didn't Google it. Hey, I have a great idea for a bill. Let's do cash for clunkers. Has anyone done that? No? Let me get on that. Oh, jeez Louise. Senator Fillmore would like to steal more of your tax dollars and then give it to people for their electric battery storage. Because apparently there's a huge need for people who can't afford the electric battery storage that they have. So they really do need your tax dollars stolen from you to help them. Thanks, Fillmore.
Energy Storage Innovation Research and Grant Program Act.
Mm-hmm. It would give your tax dollars in a program for electric battery storage. Representative Watkins thinks that if you're a rural business, you're kind of dumb. So because Representative Christina Watkins thinks you're dumb, she actually would like to take money from everyone else and then give it to you and regurgitate it back to you because she wants to instigate a special government fund to ensure that you thrive as a business. Because rural person, I just want to make this new PSA, rural persons of America, you're too stupid to make a business work on your own, nor do you have the inclination or the, I don't know, the
drive
to have a business succeed. And I guess, you know, with like 90% of our small businesses in America bolstering up the middle class, I think that she didn't get that memo. But I just wanted to let you know that Representative Watkins thinks you're a total, total class A idiot and would like to make sure that she steals money from everyone else to give it to you so that you, rural person, are going to be doing just fine. So I just wanted to mention that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. Hi. Let's not forget our favorite representative here locally, Brad Last.
Oh, he's a winner. Yeah.
HB 118, the incentives for statewide assessment performances, where he wants to make sure that parents cannot opt their kids out of the SAGE testing that's been renamed RISE.
Yes, thank you for saying that.
I just got an email from him, mm-hmm. and explaining that he's getting emails and comments from parents mm-hmm. Regarding this, and he's going to go against that anyway. And
oh, I'm sure he is, because he's a total establishment guy. He will do anything for the establishment. He's kind of their poster boy, and nobody realizes it. He's the worst legislator, one of the worst I've ever seen in my life. Yeah,
I agree, and I don't know why we can't get rid of him down
here.
I don't know why we in Hurricane and yeah. down here cannot vote him out.
I don't get it either. And unless it's rigged. I don't see how he could keep winning, because he's the one that wrote that tax fiasco that was going to put everybody in
exactly.
oblivion in taxes. Yeah, he's a disgrace. He's a total disgrace to the Constitution. I'm pretty sure he's never read it, and he'll do their bidding, and he does it behind closed doors, and he's pretty happy about it, actually. So, yeah, he's one of the worst. I'm so glad you brought this up. He'd like force testing on our youth. That's
yes.
that's wonderful. Yeah. Thank you so much for calling up. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have Brad Last change his last name.
What?
Because scripturally, you know, the
yeah.
first will be last and the last will be first. So if we get him to change his name.
I don't know who's worse, him or Ibsen, take your pick, but they're both horrific. Their records are horrific. So Brad is one of those that goes under the radar, see? And he's one of the worst legislators I've ever seen. Hurricane, please pull your head out and get him out of office. And if enough people show up and we take photos of people showing up, maybe they can't rig the system to his win anymore. I don't know. I don't know why in the world people would vote for him. I guess they think he's a conservative. A lot of these people that I'm naming are conservatives, by the way. And so Steve Handy would still like to take away your right to due process to keep your firearm for self-defense. We'll be talking about that red flag law. He's pretty proud of himself and thinks he's pretty awesome. And I want to go through what the actual numbers are on that, because you'd be surprised at the way they're selling it right now. Every single article is naming the same numbers, but I want to give you the real numbers. So let's do that. Romney wants to give up. He wants you to give up Utah lands to be protected, you know, by government, because he's such a conservative. Junior Senator Romney. So, I mean, you know, if everyone I just mentioned is a conservative, do we have a problem with the bait and switch here in Utah? I'm going to go with yes. I'm going to go with a big yes. They all don't know what their job is. They don't even understand what
nope.
they're supposed to be doing.
No.
Nope. And I don't know how to get the word out more. I don't know what to do to tell people you're getting used. These people are all bait and switch conservatives. They're all liberal. Junior Senator Romney, he loves land protection, government protection. If it means the government can have it, he's all behind it. And so I applaud Mike Leeb for going up against him and saying, no, this is not how public lands are supposed to work. So I'm so glad. Thank you, Mike Lee, for speaking out, because Romney's a liberal. Romney's a liberal. Be right back.
It's Travel Tuesday time with Selise from the Travel Connection. I'm really surprised that you're here with me today, Selise, because normally you're off gallivanting somewhere around the world.
Well, only during the summer months, Carl. We're really busy right now booking a lot of amazing vacations for the summer. And I wanted to talk this morning about two of the trips that I'm hosting this summer. We still have a little bit of space left. So the first one, we are leaving in May. It's with Uniworld Boutique River Cruises, and we're going to Spain and Portugal.
Ooh.
Now I've been on a river cruise and I loved it.
Yes. So this one, actually, you can start in Barcelona. We'll head over to Madrid and then Salamanca. Then we'll cruise the Douro River and end in Lisbon for two nights. Well, so
I kind of hope my wife isn't listening because she's been dying to go to Spain.
It is amazing. I love Spain. So I can't wait to go take clients back with me. And there are just a few rooms left. So if you're interested in this one, please call me at 628-3636. And I might have one more left. It's Normandy and Paris and the south of France in July. Very, very few staterooms left on that as well. So space was just barely opened up again. So it sold out really quick. And I'd love to get some more people going with us.
All I can say is so much great history and so much beauty in that area.
Yes, yes. I've been before and I can't wait to go back again. Those two trips of a lifetime, I think.
How easy is it to book a cruise with Travel Connection?
All you have to do is call us, set up an appointment. You know, we can talk to you, interview you, find out what you're interested in, and then we'll have group specials like the ones I just mentioned, or we'll find something unique just for you.
Okay, I believe that phone number is, let's see, 628-3636?
That's right.
You can tell I've dialed that number a number of times.
A few times.
Okay, and your website?
StGeorgeTravel.com.
Celise, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with us on Travel Tuesday. Join us again soon for another Travel Tuesday with Celise from the Travel Connection.
Thank you.
Very few times in life can you see your dreams become reality. But when it happens, the experience can be life-changing. For nearly three decades, the St. George Area Parade of Homes has been turning dreams to reality. And we've put together an incredible parade in 2019 with 30 homes for the first time. This year, let us help bring your dreams to life. February 15th through 24th. Go to ParadeHomes.com for tickets and information.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Shop our Tempur-Pedic President's Day sale going on now and save up to $500 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets. See for yourself why it's the most recommended bed in America. Our no-pressure sleep consultants will help you find the Tempur-Pedic that's right for you. Plus, 72 months no interest and up to $300 instant store credit and free delivery. Shop Best Mattress today, your Tempur-Pedic headquarters, home of the 120-day sleep easy guarantee.
Hi, my name is Mary. I want to tell you about Stuckey Family Pharmacy and their pre-pack service. I take care of my husband's medications, and that's 13 pills every single day. It's overwhelming. When I found out Sam down at Stuckey Family Pharmacy will pre-pack all his pills for free, I was thrilled. It's so easy. He sends us a monthly tray of everything organized in individual days and times the pill should be taken, and they will deliver it for free. It really cuts down on my stress. Thank you, Stuckey Family Pharmacy.
You want your message to be seen.
What you doing?
Making our sign.
Green markers. On an old cardboard box. I don't think that's going to work.
So you try again.
Look at this. How about this one?
I don't think that's going to work either.
Rainbow Sign and Banner. For banners, signs, vehicle wraps, and service. Done fast, done right. Rainbow Sign and Banner.
Have you heard of CBD? Well, I'll tell you this. It's not what you think. It's better. Hi, I'm Dave Shank with BringMeCBD.com. Let me be clear. I'm not involved with marijuana. In fact, at BringMeCBD.com, we're a bunch of Utah guys who have been in the supplement industry for over 20 years. But when we saw firsthand what CBD did for people's health, we went straight out to Colorado and set up a state-of-the-art CBD extraction facility where we make the finest CBD in America. CBD gets confusing because it's the compound that puts the medical in medical marijuana that everyone wants. But CBD also comes from other plants besides marijuana. At BringMeCBD.com, all of the CBD we manufacture comes from marijuana's sister plant known as hemp. Now that CBD is legal in Utah, the only problem is how expensive it is. At BringMeCBD.com, we think everyone should be able to afford CBD. And when you buy from us, there are no middlemen. We are the manufacturer saving you money. Our CBD ships out fast and usually arrives at your door within a day or two. Go to BringMeCBD.com and get yours today.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I'm back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend. Where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly gypsum wheat. Back in the saddle again.
Yep, they're back in the saddle. Riding in the legislature. The range once. Hold on to your freedoms, people. Oh, the lunacy of these legislators. I have such a disdain for government. I can't even tell you, especially after doing this for 7 years. Wait till you have to interview the people and deal with the people that I've had to deal with for 7 years in government, and you will have a disdain as well. There's only a couple I trust out of the entire state. What does that tell you? Huh. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Back in the saddle, legislature is full swing, man. 800 plus bills. I know you can't even fathom what they're about to legislate next. But we love to go through these because the papers won't really talk about them. Nobody will really talk about what's going through. Get over to defendingutah.org. They're a fantastic sponsor of the show. And Ben will be on tomorrow talking about his latest in stories that they're investigating. When you become a member of Defending Utah, it is so worth it. Plus, you're also, and think about this, I mean, we've got to get to a place where we, the people, are supporting true media, because it's very hard these days. Most are bought and sold. And so you're going to get what they want you to say, like KSL, you know, bought and sold. I mean, you're only going to get what they're allowed to tell mm-hmm. you. And so true media like defendingutah.org, fantastic. Shows like this support us, help us, because we're trying to stay out there and we're trying to make sure that we get heard. And that comes down to all of you. Defendingutah.org. When you become a member, you also get a visit to FrontSight, which is some fantastic training for you for your firearm that Representative Steve Handy would like to take away your due mm-hmm. process to. I might want to write him and let him know. Write Ibsen. Write all of them. Ibsen's behind that, too. Ibsen would love that bill to go through. He was on the committee. He actually was on the committee during the break for Red Flag. Gee, how can we get Red Flag on there again? Because they've been trying to do this for 3 years. So, big proponent of that. Does this just make you want to hurl?
I hate the legislative season.
Oh, it's awful. It is awful. Because we don't... They do. Now, the best thing is that we can voice an opinion and we can try and fight these things, right? Just because they say they're going to put this out there doesn't mean they get to. But I just want people to realize that the worst part of this is that most of these people are the conservatives that you voted for. Mm-hmm. And I can't stand a bait and switch conservative. If you're going to say you're conservative, then be a conservative. Don't bait and switch us and be a liberal, like Junior Senator Romney. Don't do that to the people of Utah. And we keep getting it over and over again. And so that's why I point this out, because we have to wake up to the people that are hijacking the party. They're hijacking the Republican Party. And I feel very strongly about making sure we realize this. They might seem like nice people. I'm sure they are in their private life.
Yeah.
But they have no business being over your liberty, like, at all. I mean, cash for clunkers, really? I mean, that's just insane.
That's really not a bad one compared to some. How about this one?
What's up?
Susan Duckworth.
Oh, no. What? What?
Promotion of student loan forgiveness.
Oh, yeah, she's going there. Yeah.
Every taxpayer should be thrilled to death to know.
Yeah.
Because somebody's going to pay for those loans if they're
mm-hmm.
forgiven.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So,
Of course, if it's my kid, go ahead and forgive it.
Yeah. Yeah. So... Let me tell you about the red flag. Let me tell you about the red flag, because this is what they're not saying in all the articles. The lead out today in all the articles is study. 85% of Utah firearm deaths are suicides. Now, what did you immediately think when you just heard that? 85% firearm deaths. Let's see here. Are suicides. What would you think just walking away from that little headline? 85%.
A lot of people are killing themselves.
Mm-hmm. Right? Okay. Yeah. It's a huge number, right?
It got to be 85%.
I know. It seems like that. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
So let me tell you what the real numbers are, because they will not publish these in the articles. This is exactly
Never.
Why they stick to the vague 85. In the way that they word it, in the way that, and I know I'm preaching to the choir, because I know you're all aware of this, but it has to be said for those that don't. The real numbers are this. every year we have between 557 and maybe 650 suicides, mostly in the 500 range, but it can go as high as maybe mid sixes. So that's how many suicides a year out of 3 million people. This legislation, they keep touting it as we have to get these firearms from the youth that are going to hurt somebody or themselves. But let me just tell you, the youth are a very small percentage of that number.
Yeah.
So not only is that number really, I wouldn't say it's the largest number I've ever seen when it comes to explaining something, but they're acting like it is because they want you to think that people are committing suicide like one out of five, and that's not true. So here's the deal. Out of the entire state, our entire population, about 550, we'll go with that number, 550 suicides. Of those, 60 are youth between the ages of 10 and 17. Okay? Of those, only 25 are by gun. So they want to remove your right to due process guaranteed in the Constitution of the United States. Representative Steve Handy wants to get rid of your right to due process to own your firearm just because somebody has a vengeance or somebody wants to get even with you and send the cops over to your house, and they will take them, and it'll be very difficult to get them back based on 25 deaths of youth that chose to do it by suicide. Now, guns can't act on their own, so this is just the method that they chose, and that's what he would like to do in the name of those 25.
Kate, you are apparently forgetting the clause in the Constitution that is titled the "if it can only save one life" clause. That's a biggie, you know.
It is a biggie. It's a huge one. It's very unfortunate that 25 of our youth chose a gun to commit suicide. It is very, very unfortunate. It is not okay to take away everyone's due process to their firearms, who have owned them successfully, who have done nothing wrong, and even if they have, you have the right to defend yourself. And so to do it in the name of 25 deaths for the entire state, are you serious? He will not tell you that. None of those numbers are ever discussed. Did you know that? I looked. Not one article would say that. But that's the truth. And do you want to know where that information came from? That came from the fact sheet for health.utah.gov. Yeah. But nobody will tell you that because they're so busy trying to paint this as 85% of deaths basically are all gun. You know, that isn't true. And it isn't true about suicide either. And suicide happens about 40% of the time. 40 to 46% of the time. So by gun. Okay. And so are we going to outlaw all the other ways this happens? Are we going to go after poisoning or rope for hanging? Are we going to go after everything else? This is what I'm saying. We're going after, and I'm really trying not to be insensitive to suicide. So please don't take it this way. What I'm saying is they're using you and they're using these numbers and they're trying to paint it in a totally different light so that you will think something's happening that it's not. That's not right.
Based on your sympathy over suicide.
Yes, because you don't want to, you know, who. Obviously, we're all sensitive over this issue. It's affected all of us in one way or another. Yet you can't use that to give the government more authority than it has.
Well, if 35% of people hang themselves, mm-hmm. and they were trying to make the same argument over rope, you'd laugh at them.
Yes, you would. You would laugh at them because this is a problem that is happening not by the method they're using, but by why they're choosing to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so tired of this tired argument coming from liberals. They keep using it and using it. When are they going to come up with something new? This is, and when I say liberal, I mean bait and switch conservative liberals like Steve Handy and Don Ibsen and those that seek to take away your right to due process to have your firearm, to defend your family. So I can't even believe that they're using this, not depicting the actual numbers, because if people really saw the actual numbers in an article, how do you think they'd feel? they would feel like this was unjust and not right, and that they would crucify Steve Handy over this. Mm-hmm. But because they're painting it so differently in the article and not using the actual numbers, people walk away going, oh, yeah, man, we got to do something. We got to do something. No, we don't. No, we don't. We don't need to do anything. In fact, it's not as high as you would think it was. We have a high suicide rate in the state of Utah. But honestly, this is not... They're making this into a big thing. And I agree. All of us have been touched by this. We've even had some recently here that have just been really tough, even on my own teenagers. Mm-hmm. Really hard. But that does not mean you give government more government to come in and take away their very rights. They're supposed to be protecting your God-given right.
Yeah. It the problem is suicide, not guns, mm-hmm. not rope, mm-hmm. not poison, yeah. not pills.
No, and they're actually being very, not even misleading, they're lying. Gun use more lethal than other self-harm. That
isn't
true.
Not true.
Nope, not true. You can go look at every single actual graph, and you can find out the information for yourself. This is actually below, well below the 50% mark. Mm-hmm. This is not, they're just lying. They're out and out lying now because they can't support it with facts. So they have to twist the information. So again, here's the headline. Study, 85% of Utah firearm deaths are suicides. That's not true. It's just not true. So, and then what they're doing is using the youth, 10 to 17, to say that you have to do this for the youth. No, we don't. No, you solve that another way. That is a totally distinctive, different problem than gun control would ever be the solution for. So, government, stop giving us your solutions. We're tired of them. I've had it with this. I've had it with the lying that's going on in the articles. Mm-hmm. Just, and that's Deseret News. Ben Lockhart wrote that. You might want to get a hold of him and say, stop lying and regurgitating these awful studies that absolutely... Here's what he actually says in the article. So the headline says, gun use more lethal than self-harm. This is what the actual article says. Additionally, firearms are used in roughly 50% of all suicide deaths in Utah. Do you know why he said roughly?
Because it's not 50.
Because it's not even close. It's not even close. So, yeah. And then this is what the actual number is about. 87% among those who attempt to take their life with a gun. That's why it results in that number. Oh, okay.
So everybody who uses a gun doesn't die?
No,
even.
No. They don't really say that either. They just want you to walk away thinking in your mind 87% of people are dying due to a gun. Get rid of them. That's what these so-called conservatives want to put out there. And I'm getting tired of it. I know you are too. And to get this from your own state that's representing themselves as conservative, it's even worse. It's like I get the parade of lunacy in your Kamala and your mm-hmm. Pelosi and the string of weirdos that we have in the Liberal Party. You know what, though? At least I know what I'm getting.
Right.
At least I know what I'm getting. I'd almost rather have that and be able to mock that and look at that and know what they're all about than the secret behind the scenes, behind the door, closed crapola that's going on in our own state, which is supposed to be conservative. I'd rather have that than I would the secrecy of this bait and switch. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in this area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in this area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. This area is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Save up to $600 during the Dream Big, Save Big President's Day sales event. Hi, it's Justin from the Mattress Store. Save big, up to $600 on the latest from Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, and Stearns & Foster. No credit, no problem with our no credit needed financing options. The Dream Big, Save Big President's Day sale is going on now. Come in today, sleep well tonight, Bluff by Ace Hardware, Washington next to Best Buy, Bloomington by the Walmart, and downtown Cedar City next to Lynn's. Nobody beats the Mattress Store. Nobody.
We're open! Come see us! Buy your goods and services here!
You could shout it from a mountaintop, depending on where you live, of course. Or you could get a sign. It's much easier on the throat.
Rainbow Sign and Banner for banners, signs, vehicle wraps, and service. Big, small, and everything in between. When you want it done fast and done right, you need Rainbow Sign and Banner in St. George.
We're looking for the best of Southern Utah.
Best of Southern Utah.
The best restaurants, the best doctors, the best places to shop.
Best of Southern Utah.
It's time to go online and nominate your favorites.
Best of Southern Utah.
But you better hurry. Tomorrow is the last day to nominate.
Best of Southern Utah.
Nominate your favorites now at bestofsouthernutah.com.
Best of Southern Utah.
I couldn't imagine not being stressed going to the dentist. With our last dentist, I felt so pressured. Well, I don't have to imagine anymore. At Imagine Family Dentistry, Dr. Philip Hall and his staff believe in no pressure. They'll tell you what you need and you tell them what you want. And if you don't have insurance, it's okay. Imagine Family Dentistry has a value savings plan. I've saved hundreds of dollars utilizing it. And with their new patient exam, they just make it so easy. At Imagine Family Dentistry, new patients receive an exam, a cleaning, x-rays, and a hygiene kit, all for only $75. At that price, I can afford to get the whole family in. Just imagine, a dentist that doesn't pressure you. Dr. Hall simply takes care of you and your family. Visit Imagine Family Dentistry today, located off Bluff Street between Kmart and Smith's, or find them at ImagineFamilyDentistry.com.
Lionsgate Recovery Center is a proud sponsor of The Kate Daly Show. Lionsgate Recovery believes in a recovery approach that is holistic and comprehensive. The primary goal is for Lionsgate's clients to be integrated back into their life free of the bondage of addiction.
This is Kate Daly, and my show is brought to you by the Piano Gallery, located on the Bloomington exit, right by Bloomington Walmart. You can get a gorgeous piano for a great deal. Talk to John or Jamie. A piano makes a beautiful house a home.
Home Flooring Connection. Need a new floor? Call the expert. Home Flooring Connection. HomeFlooringConnection.com.
Best Mattress. The best place to buy Tempur-Pedic. Save up to $1,500 on Serta, Beautyrest, and Sherwood. Free delivery and setup with the Best Mattress 120-day satisfaction guarantee. Why shop anywhere else?
Wouldn't it be great to hear well again? Would it be nice to be able to understand people well again in a noisy listening situation, like a family gathering or a restaurant? It is very frustrating to miss what people say. It makes you feel like a part of your brain is missing. Call our specialists, Kimball Forbes and Dr. Lance Greer at Advanced Hearing and Balance Specialists. Wear hearing instruments at home free for 2 weeks on our Try Before You Buy program. Enjoy better hearing again by calling Advanced Hearing and Balance Specialists, 688-8866. That's 688-8866.
If there's one thing we'd all like to learn, it's how to make our retirement more predictable. Find out how by joining Abe Ashton for your family and your retirement Tuesday afternoons at 5 here on St. George News Radio 93.1 and 1450 KZNU.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450.
Hey,
this is the Kate Daly Show.
I'm going to give you anything you like. You want free college, energy, mortgages, whatever you like. You have come to the right place. Why? I'll tell you why.
Who can take your money?
Who can take your money?
With a twinkle in their eye.
A twinkle in their eye.
Take it all away and give it to some other guy. The government.
I wish I had cameras in here.
The government can.
I love Robert Hat Tip to You had a, well, he had a way that maybe we could figure this out. We could figure out a kind of a reward for those legislators who won't write bills or who write the least amount of idiotic bills and government stealing bills. And so what if we gave them like gratuitous clapping, you know, make them feel important, or FaceTime in the media, a radio interview. And we'll just stick to great adjectives about how wonderful they are. Or we could give them a trophy, a plaque. How about a plaque? Everyone likes a plaque. Don't they like a plaque?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact,
I think we should.
There's lots of legislation. They call them concurrent resolutions in the legislature that do just that. Pat people on the back for different things. It's amazing.
I know. I was like, man, what could we do? Like a special mirror they could look in every day with, like, you know, we could bedazzle it with like jewels around it, and then you could go, "Oh my gosh, I'm that guy. I'm good. I didn't write that many bad bills.
Well,
I'm the winner. The wiener, whatever."
The concurrent resolution. People should look at this stuff. Listen to this one.
Sure.
Designating May 5th as the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women, Girls, and LGBT plus Awareness Day.
What?
There's a concurrent resolution.
I'm hoping, I'm praying for a really good acronym.
Designate May 5th as the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women, Girls, and LGBT plus Awareness Day.
Are there that many Indigenous LGBT?
How can you remember that?
Are there that many Indigenous LGBT?
I don't. How many are missing and murdered each year?
I don't know.
Or in total?
I really don't know.
Do they need a day?
Don't
their families remember?
I guess not. I don't know. That's the strangest day I've heard of yet.
These are the kind of things our legislators do.
I'm going to say plaque and trophy. I'm going to say airtime. I'm going to say editorial. I, as a taxpayer, would say I would pay for that. An editorial for those winners of not writing bills. Just not taking away people's liberty. And all the plaque has to say is, you did good this year. You didn't try to steal people's liberty. Congratulations to you. That's what the plaque should say.
Kate, you work with people with disabilities, right?
Well, there's you.
and
yes,
you
I
encourage
yes, I
them.
Do. I do. I
you
encourage
them.
I do. I encourage them. I work
and
with them
And you
every week.
Do it without a concurrent resolution to encourage high expectations for students with disabilities.
I don't know. Now that you say that, maybe I need a concurrent resolution to tell me to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you won't.
You know what? I know. And you know, it's a volunteer thing, and I go and I do it every week. But if I had a concurrent resolution, then it would force me to do it.
The point is not, you know, all these things are kind of nice, but why are we paying some legislator to sit around and think of this stuff?
Yeah.
I think it's a waste of money.
If we took away the pay, and it was a total volunteer position, and you took away the power...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As much as you possibly could. You know, James Madison used to say or said that every word of the Constitution had to do with power, that fine line of power. And, you know, I have to say, if we took away sort of what drives people into that machine so they keep twirling up the ladder, like Dan McKay, I know him, and he was behind the Let's Get Rid of the Board of Education and Have an Elected Board with Jim Dukakis. Mm-hmm. And he used to be quite conservative. He's not anymore. And so people up there in Riverton don't realize, I think, that he isn't conservative anymore, but... it's disappointing. It's really disappointing. And they get in for a while and they want to work up the ladder. So he was in the House and now he's in the Senate, state Senate. And it's all about the ladder building. So they have to climb the ladder. And there's many around here that are seeking to climb the ladder into positions.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll see people leave and want to go, hiya. And don't let them. Don't let them. Don't let them go higher. Take away that incentive to kind of, you know, burn people along their path and along their road and give up our freedoms and our lands and everything else to try and get somewhere for their own career, because they're stepping on all of our heads to do it. And we're not seeing that, I think, as Utahns in general. I know you are. I'm preaching to the choir out there. But it's like I said before the break, I would rather sit on the sidelines and watch the crazy parade of lunatic liberals walk by than I would have to endure 5 seconds with a bait and switch conservative, because they're very sneaky. And I think that's really a pathetic and sad thing in our day and age, and how sneaky some of these conservatives can be.
You know, preaching to the choir is not a bad thing. What's supposed to happen, folks, is we preach to the choir, help you get educated on what's going on, and then you go out and help preach to the non-participants.
But those listening are usually pretty adept at understanding everything we're saying, right? So this is for the few that might get on that don't know, or, you know, the outliers that don't know and are tuning in for the first time, maybe. I don't know. Because I know all of you understand. You get it.
Everyone has to start being more vocal about all of these things.
I get your point. We have to really invest more time in our patriotism. You know, how does one become a good patriot? How does one become a good patriot? Maybe I'll do that tomorrow on the show, because I think there's more to that answer than we realize. I think people just think you're aware and that's where it stops. But, you know, I see all the different, like, campaigns for awareness. And I often think to myself, we're aware. And I'm not talking about the politics that we talk about on this show, but I'm just talking about general. Like, is everyone aware of cancer? I'm pretty sure we are. I'm pretty sure we're all aware of MS. I'm pretty sure we're all aware of these things. And why do they do everything in the name of awareness? We need to do everything in the name of action. We have to finally get past awareness, because we're past awareness now. So now it's the time where you act and we educate, and you try to form bigger groups within your inner circles to inform those that just might not know. And so I can't tell you enough how hard this is every legislative session, because the hard part about what I do for a living is most conservative talk shows are not going to talk about their own. Well, they're not. I'm just being honest with you. They won't talk about their own. And so that's why you never got and this is why I actually asked Deseret News to their face, why they never did any piece questioning Romney or Hatch. Why did you never do a piece that was critical of them? Why? And they couldn't answer it. And it's because even in political talk, it is very unusual to say, you know, I'm sorry, but my side is just as screwed up. It's just they're doing it a little bit more secretively than the other side in their lunatic betrayal of human. Because the liberals are so strange and they're so weird and they're tripping over themselves to be like the worst of the worst. Yet on the conservative side, it's so sneaky. And so there's some really good people out there trying so hard to say, nope, this is our authority. Nope, you're overstepping. Nope, you don't understand. And there's such good conservatives, and they're giving the other conservatives are floating on their coattails. And it's really tough, because if you call out your own, people have a hard time hearing that.
Yeah.
They don't want to hear that their side, because see, we're on sports team sides, and this is the whole problem with America. We're on a sports team, and our side's always winning, and our side needs to win, and our side's always right. No, we're not. We're not always right. We're not always doing good. And we're passing ridiculous bills that take away our freedom.
Yes.
And then everybody ignores it because it's a conservative. No, I say no. We cannot do this anymore. We just can't. We keep falling into this pit that allows this. And so I commend all of you that are out there that are really trying to make a difference, because you get it, you understand what's going on with both sides of the aisle, especially here in Utah. When I say to people, if I go to dinner with them and I say to them, you just have no idea. I have no idea what's going on in the state of Utah, because no matter how knowledgeable we think we are, there are some of the snakiest snakes in government, some of the snakiest snakes I've ever had to witness. I've had people in studio that made my blood curl. I'm telling you that it is so bad. And if we don't start calling it out on the conservative side and start saying, oh my gosh, we've got to get people trained up and ready for office that will stand up against all of them. Because you can, you know?
Yeah, you
this
can.
Is why I give Travis Sigmiller always a nod, because he is one that stands up against it. He is fighting for truth, and he's fighting for the Constitution, and that needs to be applauded. That needs to, we need more like him. How can we get more people like him? Well, you know what? He gives trainings. He trains people on the Constitution. That's how you know you have a really good representative, is when they're willing to take the time for free to train their citizenry in what to look for and how to support the Constitution. See, a representative that doesn't know the Constitution could never teach that.
That's right.
So they would never offer a class like that, but he does. And I applaud him and give him a lot of credit in this arena of filth that we have in the state government. My gosh, we need to take those kinds of people and say, we need to clone you. And so how can we do that?
Yep.
It's just frustrating. 888-673-1450. How do you feel about the red flag laws based on 25 youth suicides using a gun every year on average, taking away your right to due process? I know you can't be happy about this. And they're going to keep trying. So this is the third year in a row that they've been trying to do red flag. And red flag across the country, they say once it gets in, they just keep making it worse and worse and worse. And they keep adding to that bill. And it is the form of gun control in America right now is the red flag laws in every single state. See, they're almost like, it's almost like not a moratorium on federal, but they've realized that if they can do this state by state, every state thinks they're the only one getting this law and that they can contain it because it's local. And they can't.
No.
See, they can't, because the government can then go in and switch up the law to what they want. And so they figured out that if you could do this state by state and get these things passed, what are they in, like 30 states now, red flag? That between 20 and 30 states right now have red flag, that they can turn you into a gun control state really easily, into a blue state. So I'm just letting everyone know that's like their new.
And the accusations will get easier and easier. Mm-hmm. Like, instead of having to really say, oh, they threatened me, you can say, I think they looked at me cross-eyed.
Exactly. They gave me a face.
Yeah.
A face crime.
Mm-hmm.
Gave me a smirk. Anyway, so just so we're all aware, there was something else, too. What was it? Oh, yeah. Romney is fighting up against Lee for land rights. And what Romney is trying to do is, because the Land and Water Conservation Fund ran out in September, and he's trying to get it reinstigated again. He's trying to get it into cement again. This is a $900 million budget at the very least. This group should never, oh my gosh, they don't have any authority to even be. So Mike Lee's fighting against this, and Romney's fighting for it. He would like to, again, bolster up another facet of government that has no authority whatsoever.
But a lot of power.
A lot of power. Give them a huge budget and then have them oversee your lands. It first went through in 1965. And then it ran out, and they have to re-up it. So Romney's fighting hard to be the liberal at heart that he is and try to get protection of those lands. Him and John Curtis must get along really well. I bet they do, because they both you know, are not honest and say they're conservative, and then they're both very liberal when it comes to land. They love government-owned land. And so Romney keeps pushing it, Junior Senator Romney keeps pushing it as, but it's for your protection, citizen, we're here for you. We want you to visit, we want you to visit the land. We just want you to stand on the cusp of the land and look at it. We don't want you to really walk on it or enjoy it or anything, because it's not really yours. We just want you to own it by association, so that you can just stand there and then look and then go home. Citizen, why don't you like that? Why aren't you okay with that? So make sure we get on top of that. By the way, get over to Dr. Diet. I lost over 30 pounds. I've kept it off. I know. Pretty amazing, huh? It's been a year now. And I absolutely love them. And people say, well, why did you go there? Why didn't you just diet? Because dieting doesn't work sometimes to get started, to get rolling. It doesn't work when you try it on your own, and you'll procrastinate. I promise. This is exactly why you probably needed to lose weight a couple years ago and last year and 10 years ago, and it hasn't come off. So if you need to get into shape, get over to Dr. Diet and get her done. get her done. That's what I say. And make sure that you are telling them we sent you drdietwellnesscenter.com. And it's affordable. It's pretty wonderful. I've kept the weight off. It's been amazing. They have appetite suppressants if you need those. All kinds of different ways and diets and different ways to finally lose the weight. Like HCG, very quick way to lose the weight. And so there's lots of different things you can do. Ask them. 628-DIET, 628-DIET. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show, and we'll take your calls. 888-673-1450. Be right back.
Thanks for listening to The Kate Daly Show. All opinions expressed by the program participants on The Kate Daly Show are solely their own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of St. George News Radio, KZNU, Canyon Media, or their respective parent companies or advertisers. If you'd like to comment directly, talk lines are open at 888-673-1450. That's 888-673-1450. Or you may email directly at kate@canyonmedia.net.
Hey, what you doing there?
Painting a sign to go outside my business. See? It says, Dan does taxes. What do you think?
I think Dan does taxes, not signs.
That's harsh.
Well, that's hideous.
If your sign isn't professional, no one will ever believe you are. Invest in a quality sign and attract positive attention.
Help your business get noticed. Rainbow Sign and Banner for banners, signs, vehicle wraps, and service done fast, done right. Rainbow Sign and Banner.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George. 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS HD4 Leeds.